This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. After an 8-week trial and 8 days of deliberation, a jury today found longtime Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price not guilty of bribery and mail fraud charges. They failed to reach a verdict on 4 tax fraud charges in the federal corruption trial. For years, federal prosecutors investigated John Wiley Price. They accused him of taking bribes in exchange for his powerful vote on the Dallas County Commissioner's Court. They accused him of accepting illegal payments through the mail. The jury wasn't swayed. They repeatedly found Price not guilty, and they deadlocked on 4 tax evasion charges. Defense attorney Shirley Bacchus-Lobel spoke after the trial, but only briefly.
We're, of course, very gratified at the finding by the jury of no bribery whatsoever, but we are not surprised at that conclusion in light of the evidence.
Price said but a few words that he was headed back to work.
He goes to work every day, every single day of this trial.
That's Bacchus-Lobel again, adding that Price has gone to work before and after every day of this 2-month trial. So, too, has Daphne Fain. She's Price's longtime assistant. She was also on trial and was found not guilty on 2 counts. Her attorney is Tom Mills.
You know, whatever stress she's worked under, I'm sure it will be a relief. She never did stop working. She gets there at 5 a.m., but she'll be able to do it during the daytime now.
As she walked into her attorney's office a block from the courthouse, Fain's only words, "I feel blessed." Prosecutors may have been feeling something far different, says Tom Melsheimer. He's the managing partner in the Dallas office of Winston & Strawn and has worked both sides of big cases.
There's no other way to look at this than as a catastrophic loss for the government in a case for which they invested tens of thousands of hours and likely millions of dollars in prosecuting.
On the 4 tax evasion counts where the jury was deadlocked, Judge Barbara Lynn told prosecutors they have up to 4 weeks to decide if they'll retry Price on those charges. Melsheimer offered his own advice.
The government has unlimited resources. They have a checkbook that never goes to zero. And the idea of bringing all those resources to bear again, I think they really have to give it not just a second thought, but a third thought and a fourth thought as to whether or not it's truly fair to pursue those charges when they had every advantage this time and they couldn't make their case.
Political consultant Kathy Neely is accused of sending payments to Price. She's scheduled to be tried separately. Melsheimer says the government's case against her may now be reconsidered as well. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.